This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Stepping up to the mound this week is John Davis, who spent his career in counterintelligence with the U.S. Army. While living overseas, John often played catch with his boys, finally attracting enough attention from the Dutch kids in the neighborhood to form a team and learn the game. He thinks baseball is a great diplomatic tool.
Our baseball legacy abroad. Who can point to an American legacy overseas that will last forever? What diplomatic mission or military presence abroad would not crave such a memorial? Such is not only possible, but has happened in many places around the world and will remain forever. I was in the service of our country in Europe during the Cold War and can attest that baseball won the hearts of those we went to help. A sepia photograph from the 1890s shows men playing a sport on the parade ground of an old cavalry post out west. No one wore a glove like we would recognize today, but they were clearly arranged around a field with a determined batter getting ready to slug a baseball. It occurred to me that these soldiers of yesteryear were distant ambassadors of the kind of people we believe ourselves to be today. We need only recall our presence in long-ago outposts, as far-flung as Puerto Rico, the Sonoran Desert of Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and Cuba, Japan, and Europe. Our soldiers there might have left little cultural impact. Instead, however, one lasting, joyful result of their presence cannot be denied. They left the local people with the love of baseball. Today's American and National League baseball stars from across the Gulf of Mexico can be traced directly to amateur sportsmen from the United States. Their role abroad is memorialized in countless ad hoc baseball fields wherever U.S. military or diplomats were sent. Major leaguers would visit, often joining in pickup games at military posts on every continent. Better yet, America's greatest sport is memorialized by countless thousands overseas who continue to play this freely given, spirited game today. Name any roster of today's major leaguers, and you'll find those who learned their skill and love of the game from the legacy of some GI who wanted to play ball. Most think we are represented overseas by dignitaries in suits who work in embassies or soldiers on military bases. Yet, if we meet average people from abroad, we find if they've met any American at all, they've more than likely met an American service member or diplomat during his leisure hours. It is from what these average Americans do while abroad with the locals that our reputation overseas is often determined. This truism is a facet of our history of which we can be especially proud. Consider the unpracticed, genuine goodwill that we bring abroad, which comes from something for which we need little training, in fact, no training at all. The average American loves sports. Sports don't need language skills, only a willingness to show another how to play. Our oldest son, Marty, came home one day from his American Department of Defense grade school in the Netherlands. He asked for a basketball because he met several West Africans in a refugee center. Marty said, "They spoke French, so I asked them why they didn't play basketball. They'd never heard of it and had wondered about the strange hoop erected nearby. So I showed them." My son did something the refugees would never forget. In fact, some years later, that same ball and the hoop were still in good use by other young players. Our legacy abroad? We can often speak of democracy, the rule of law, and freedom of the press. Such legacies are our hallmarks, which require years to develop. Wherever we appear, however, is our love of sports such as baseball. Baseball is easy to teach, easy to play. Baseball is characterized by sportsmanship, which respects fair play and a spirited game. It doesn't require lots of equipment, and there is no language barrier for a patient teacher. Wherever we have been, whether the Army was in Cuba and Puerto Rico after the Spanish-American War, the Marines in Nicaragua and Santo Domingo in the 1930s, or GIs in Japan in the 1940s, we brought along baseball. A makeshift Iraqi squad was even invited to play in the Green Zone in Baghdad by American players. It is a game still obsessively played throughout most of these lands today. It proves that in a strange way, sportsmanship always wins out in the end. This cultural trait of fair play, hearty competition, and good sportsmanship defines what the average American understands of who we are. The story is always the same. Average Americans played on a makeshift field, and someone invites the locals to come play. Talk about bridge building. This is open, genuine, culture sharing. We can be proud of this legacy every time we hear the call to play ball.
Sundial contributor John Davis lives in Athens, Alabama, and has completed a second book called Around the Corner, detailing his time as a linguist, liaison, and counterintelligence investigator. He confesses that he is a die-hard St. Louis Cardinals fan. You can hear John's story and all the Sundial episodes at WLRH.org, and you can hear Sundial every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.